Venezuela next on Trump hit list for regime change operation. By Antonius J. Patrick. While it appears that the United States has finally realized that it has little leverage over Russia in the Ukraine war, either to halt hostilities or alter battlefield conditions, it has, for now, begun to disengage from the contest despite the desperate pleas from Ukraine and its European backers. President Donald Trump has said that he will no longer provide the besieged Eastern European country with aid, but will sell weapons to NATO nations who will then give them to the Volodymyr Zelensky regime. As an aside, that there has been little criticism of Trump's arms sales, which will be used for mass slaughter, the destruction of private property, and the enrichment of the military-industrial complex, is a sad commentary on the ethical standing of the Western world. At one time, there was an adherence to the concept of a just war and the protection of the lives of non-combatants and their property. These traditions have, however, long since perished into the Orwellian memory hole. Trump's decision to abandon his demand for a ceasefire and begin shifting the burden for the war to Europe was, no doubt, influenced by the MAGA supporters who were pushing him to fulfill his campaign promise of ending the war or, at least, America's involvement in it. While some analysts have called the Alaska summit only a tactical retreat for the U.S. empire, it was enough of a gesture to assuage MAGA that the president was going to at last put America first in foreign policy. These hopes, however, have been dashed with Trump's recent actions toward Latin America. In August, Trump reignited hostilities with Venezuela and its president, Nicolas Maduro. It must not be forgotten that, in his first term, Trump supported efforts to overthrow Maduro in a failed coup led by then-Venezuela National Assembly President Juan Guaido. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced that the United States would double the reward, now $50 million, for information that would lead to the arrest of Maduro, who the Trump administration has accused of being one of the largest narco-traffickers in the world. Venezuelan Foreign Minister Ivan Gil dismissed Bondi's charge, calling it pathetic and a desperate distraction from her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case and Trump's refusal to release the files pertaining to his former close friend's heinous crimes, according to the BBC. On August 19, the United States escalated matters further by deploying three Navy destroyers, accompanied by 4,000 troops, off the Venezuelan coast. Not only was the move aimed at combating Maduro's supposed drug ties, denied by him and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, but the action appears to be another attempt at regime change. According to the Trump administration, it does not consider Maduro a legitimate president. This opinion was seconded by White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. The Maduro regime is not the legitimate government of Venezuela. It is a narco-terror cartel, and Maduro, it is the view of this administration, is not a legitimate president. He is a fugitive head of this cartel, and he has been indicted in the United States for trafficking drugs into the country. That's funny. When Russian President Vladimir Putin makes similar claims about the legitimacy of the Zelensky regime in Ukraine, they are dismissed by the United States and its European partners, even though Zelensky has suspended democratic elections and locked up most of his regime critics. If Trump believes his bellicose actions in the Caribbean, which also includes talk of attacking Mexican drug cartels, will stop the flow of illicit drugs to the United States, he is delusional. The war on drugs in the 1980s, Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty, the war on alcohol in the 1920s prohibition, and all of America's overseas wars have made the problems they intended to solve much worse. The only constant from these follies has been the expansion of state power. Drug addiction and alcohol abuse are vices that should be handled by families, churches, organizations, and, when necessary, professional medical personnel. The government cannot fix such problems, nor is it constituted to do so. Even if Trump were to reduce the flow of narcotics, it may simply drive domestic illicit drug prices up, which will entice more sinister criminal elements into the trade. Despite Trump's campaign rhetoric, he is once again meddling in the affairs of another sovereign nation with threats of armed intervention if there is not regime change. While Venezuela has taken no military action against the United States, nor is it likely that a conflict between the two could lead to a nuclear conflagration like in Eastern Europe, Trump's actions demonstrate that he has no intention of pursuing an America-first foreign policy. Unfortunately for Venezuela, and whoever is next on Trump's list for aggression, until America cannot financially afford to police the world, the United States will continue down its hegemonic path. Antonius Patrick in the nom de plume of a freelance writer based in the Washington, D.C. metro area who wishes to remain anonymous to avoid possible professional cancellation.